From AT&T Park in San Francisco, this is SFG Productions.
The GCast podcast is on. What a historic day at AT&T Park this past week. June 25th, 2014, everyone will remember where they were. And our GCast podcast got a boost.
From the SFG production studio at AT&T Park, this is GCast, the official podcast for your San Francisco Giants.
Well, there's a high drive, deep to left field. This one has a chance, way back there, and goodbye!
Now here's your host, Chris Gargano.
June 25th, 2014, history was made. The Giants right-hander Tim Lincecum threw a second no-hitter against the same team in less than a year. It was the 16th in franchise history and the 8th in the San Francisco era. Right after the ballgame, we were in the clubhouse getting exclusive reactions and emotions from Giants players, including Hector Sanchez, who was Timmy's catcher that day. Hey, Hector, how was Timmy?
It's incredible performance today for him. You know, he was, like you say, he commanded all his pitch, especially the fastball, you know. When he commanded that pitch, you know, his secondary pitch is working really well. And that's what he does today. He changed out his curveball, slider, you know. Everything was working. That was amazing.
Hector, what was your feeling at the end of the ball game?
You know, like I say, after the last out, it's amazing. It's a great feeling. Before that, you know, you had to be focused, thinking every pitch, every hitter, you know, and not paying attention to the scoreboard, just calling pitches, try to call the right pitch, and this is what happened, you know, you don't have to put pressure to yourself, you know. After that, you can enjoy the moment, but before, you have to be focused 100%. No, you know, everybody knows Tim. He's the kind of guy, he's relaxed, he tried to join his game, you know, he having fun, you know, it's all matter in this game. And this is what happened, you know, just try to be focused, try to make pitches, and try to enjoy.
And then we walked over to Giants right fielder Hunter Pence. He had a Team USA soccer jersey on in celebration of the World Cup, but his focus was on his teammate Tim Lincecum.
Another one, another magical moment with this team. How was this one today?
You said it was special. Man, you play this game a long time for moments like this. You know, Tim's an incredible, incredible person, and you know he just has that magnificence. And today he let it show.
Hunter, did you know he had something special today? He whiffed the first two guys. You could tell his ball was dancing.
You know, every time he takes a mound, you know what he's capable of. Being a part of his first no hitter, I've seen it. I don't think you ever go out there like, oh, today we're gonna get a no hitter. You go out there, we're gonna go hard, trying, you know, being prepared to win. And it's just. He just kept, you know, the outs kept coming. There was really no even big defensive play. He just absolutely, was magnificent today.
This is kind of something this team needs right now, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We definitely needed it. It's been, it's been a rough 2 weeks, and, we've been battling, but, we lost the first two games of this series, and he came out today, and, you saw it, and you can't describe it in words. It's special, and it's the reason we love this game and the reason we show up to play is, to witness the greatness and to be a part of it.
Pablo, from your point of view, he was dealing today. What was going so right with Timmy today?
I think so, everything, man. Just once calmed down there and the mound, he got comfy. He was throwing every pitch for strike. I think this is the good point when you start a pitch, batter with strike. That was the key, you know. He maintained his role right there. He don't get too excited, so he was comfy out there. I think this is the key play out there.
Did you know he had his stuff when he fanned the first two guys?
You know, when I was scared in the last inning because the North is a careful hitter. So, but after that, after we get it, the first out, he got the start to make it, two lefty coming. So I think it's gonna be he's gonna be better because he's been dealing with the lefty hitter.
And lastly here, he talks during this stuff. He's just laughing and he doesn't stay aside to himself. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
You know, he's just the kind of guy who likes to talk with everyone. So he don't want to lose that. So he wanna be loose in the dugout. So he got good at bats too. I think it's a wild his day. So I hope he can roll with that like that every single start he do. He do a great job today. Thanks, Timmy, for everything. You know, being part of last year too. So I think it's just excited. You know, when you be part of the first one, you want to be part of everything you want to do.
And then we found Giants president and CEO Larry Baer, who was ecstatic with the achievement of Tim Lincecum. Here's Larry's reaction.
Seems like every time we're talking, it's about some monumental feat. Here's another one, Larry.
Wow, it's incredible. I mean, Tim Lincecum, for San Francisco Giants fans, I think we're pretty spoiled having two no-hitters and a perfect game. Timmy's just amazing. I think he was really thrilled to do it at home. And, you know, we also, Jonathan Sanchez obviously threw one too. But to do it at home and to do it with the fans. And, you know, and the team's, you know, been doing great, then a little bit down. And now this is, I think, going to be a huge lift for everybody. It just kind of just makes everybody relax and realize what we got here.
Larry, what we do have here is a guy with incredible talent. Have you ever seen a guy that could come out, you know, he's 5-5 coming in and all of a sudden he's unhittable?
He just gets locked in. I mean, when Timmy's locked in, it's like nothing you've ever seen, because, I mean, he earns the nickname the Freak in a very good way, is that he does things with the baseball and does things with, you know, his motion and with his physicality that, you know, nobody's ever done or very few have ever done. So, you know, so it just makes you smile and makes you feel like, and those of us who've been with him since the beginning, since he broke in 07, also appreciate, you know, who he is and how he's matured.
Are you proud, Larry?
So proud. So proud of Timmy. And the great news is we got a long way to go with Timmy, I think. And he's kind of hit every milestone. And now two no-hitters is, you know, what a huge milestone that is. That's a first. And a lot of firsts he's given us. And we're very proud of him.
Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford had a day himself, hitting his eighth triple of the season in the second inning, tying himself for the major league lead. But he wanted to talk about Tim Lincecum.
He had his stuff out there. You have a great vantage point at shortstop. Was that ball dancing or what?
Yeah, I mean, he was putting it where he wanted, and, you know, he had good stuff today. You know, he was mixing it up really well. He was throwing strikes with the slider, his curveball, his changeup, and, you know, he went out there and battled.
Two times in 2 years against the same team, that's pretty impressive.
It is. I mean, it's not easy to do just one time, so especially to do it twice against the same team, it's pretty hard.
It takes a lot of character to you know, no hitter. I mean, because that guy, Timmy, knows it. He's not a guy that goes down the bench and you know, avoids people. He gets in conversations. That's kind of strange for a pitcher, right?
It is. It's a little bit different. Yeah, he was talking to me like after one of the half innings, and I was like, man, you're not going to sit down and, you know, just relax and not talk to anybody like most guys would. But yeah, he's having a good time. It's almost like he doesn't even know what's happening.
Everyone will remember from here on out how the last out was made in the Lincecum second no-hitter of his career. Well, it was made by the young second baseman, Joe Panik.
The last out of a no-hitter on your, what, fifth or sixth day in the bigs. Your thoughts?
Unbelievable. First thing that comes to mind, I've never been a part of a no-hitter, perfect game, anything like that. And just being behind Timmy all day, it was just something special. Being a part of the last out, it was just incredible. The fans are going nuts and just something I'm always going to remember.
What will you remember specifically from today, you know, for yourself?
Just being behind Timmy and watching how dominant he was. All of his pitches, he had all of them going tonight. They didn't have too many hard-hit balls. He just dominated tonight.
And when he's in the dugout, loving it and enjoying conversations and such, did you partake in any of those?
Oh, I stay far away from him. I'm not going to be that guy that's going to be near him. But just watching him and just watching the way he went about things, he's true professional.
After Giants manager Bruce Bochy had done all of his media obligations, we were fortunate to sit down one-on-one with Boch. Here are his reflections on Tim Lincecum's second no-hitter in less than a year.
You got to be very proud of this young right-hander, Boch.
I am. I'm so proud for this kid. And it couldn't have come at a better time, because we were going through a rough stretch and the club really needed a lift, and he provided that for us. We lost the first two games. We didn't want to get swept. Faced a tough pitcher who threw very well today, Kennedy, and he gave us everything we needed, including more, and so proud for him.
did you know he had the special stuff? I mean, he struck the first two guys out. You could see his ball was dancing a bit.
I said that in the post game media conference there that, you know, I had a feeling that he could do something special. About the third inning, and because he was hitting the spots, he had a great delivery going, all four pitches working, and it's so hard to throw no hitter. But for some reason, it crossed my mind that, you know what, he could do something special.
And doing it at home, Boach, that's got to be something that feels very good for the whole organization.
Yeah, it does. You know, again, with our struggles here at home, we've had a tough time recently, so we needed a win in the worst way. But to get a win and to get a no-hitter from Timmy, it just did so much, I think, for the team, the crowd, and something this club really needed.
Last but not least, Giants right-hander Tim Lincecum, humble after an historic performance.
Fantastic, my friend. The difference between throwing one on the road and throwing one at home is what?
Being able to do it in front of your home fans. And I think, for us Giants who have been part of those couple World Series, we haven't been able to do something big like that in front of our home fans. Obviously, we've done the NLCS and the DS, but, you know, we'd like to, you know, bring the whole thing together. And to be able to do that tonight, you know, in a game like a no-hitter is pretty special. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. You know, last game, the defense was making great plays. I mean, last no-hitter, the defense was making really great plays. And today I found myself just making better pitches than usual and keeping them down in the zone. Sanchi was calling an outstanding game, and the offense gave me enough runs to just kind of cruise.
So prior to the ball game, you go down to the bullpen. Did you know you had really special stuff today?
To be honest with you, no. The stuff wasn't, you know, a great stuff day. It was more of a location day, and, you know, that makes me feel better about it, that on days that I'm not going to have my best stuff, that if I just focus a little bit more often, then I'll be able to get my outs when I need to. And, the one thing that I've switched up from the last couple outings was my 0-2, 1-2, 2-2 kind of pitches. I'm burying them and I'm keeping them down, so I'm not getting hurt on them as much when I shouldn't, you know.
Interesting. Tim, you go in twos now, two World Series, two Cy Youngs, two no-hitters. Come on, man, that's pretty impressive.
Let's try to add some more numbers to those. Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Are you proud of your teammates?
Yeah, definitely. We've been scuffling, but the team put it together today. And like I said, hopefully this will kickstart something positive for us. And, you know, we'll move forward.
The Giants have now recorded a no-hitter in each of the last three seasons. Matt Cain on June 13th, 2012. Lincecum last year. And, of course, this past Wednesday. Stay tuned to next week's GCast podcast as we will feature rookies Joe Panic and Adam Duvall. For everyone here at SFG Productions, including producers Brad Martins and Annika Chavez, I'm Chris Gargano. See you next time, everybody.
This is GCast, the official podcast for your San Francisco Giants.